This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Crystal Lake Brewing. We talk about all these Chicago breweries that just keep popping up. We're having a hard time keeping track. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back again after that epically long episode last week.
Yeah, the special guests tend to run a little longer than expected, right?
They just have so much to say.
You know? Like, you look up and it's like, oh, look, we doubled our normal podcast time.
We drank twice as much and we talked longer.
Yeah.
Whew. It was rough, but hopefully everyone made it out to the event over at Emporium, and I'm sure it was a blast.
The Belgian IPA event, the Pipeworks one.
No, his event.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Dark Side. You're right. No, there's two Emporiums. Yeah, you're right.
Ouch. He's going to be mad at you now.
No. Yeah, Dark Side's always a good time. Mm-hmm.
I saw a couple tweets, and it seemed like people were having a good time with the event. Yeah. So it's awesome. So, continue our usual trend of opening the show with opening beers.
Yes.
So, this week, I'm usually picking up beers over at Miska's here on Belmont. Really fantastic beer selection. The store is giant for some odd reason, but they always have really good beer there.
Why is this place so big?
It's so big. So much liquor and so many chips. But I was looking at the cases, and I saw Crystal Lake Brewing.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of this or seen this before?
Never on both.
Yeah.
And I think Crystal Lake is like far north burbs, like the chain of lakes, like one of them's Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Camp Crystal Lake?
There's probably a Camp Crystal Lake. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I looked at these cans and I thought, this must be a fake, like Miller Coors, like 10th Street, something they made up, or AB trying to trick us into thinking this is craft beer, because the can looked really nice.
Yeah, it looks really nice. It's got
to discredit like any breweries that do nice branding.
So it looks crafty. Doesn't look craft necessarily. Yeah, and it's got the little tagline on it, like, you know, easy to drink, hard to put down. I see what you mean. Because, you know, I'm walking through the metro station, and the Henry's Hard Cider has a catchy little... Well, they all do. They all the big brands have a catchy little one-liner.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah. I felt like I was going to be duped, and then I looked at where is this actually brewed in? Yeah, it's brewed in Crystal Lake here in Illinois. I tweeted at them. Uh-huh. They don't have very many Twitter followers. Like, I don't think they have a huge presence, but it says on the can they've been established since 2014, so possibly close to 2 years old here.
Yeah, so Shalom King is the name of the rye IPA that we've got here.
Yeah, and so they had basically a blonde ale, almost like a beach blonde, they were calling it there as well. That one was canned in, like, November, so I was like, screw that. This one was canned in late January here.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going with that. Yeah, I want that IPA freshness going on.
And you got it right here. You got it at Miska's. Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of these guys, man. But, you know, then again, it's hard to keep up with, man. You know, we're rapidly approaching like 40 breweries.
I know.
I saw somewhere that said we're just behind Portland.
Really now?
Seriously.
Okay, that's ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah, and Portland's like, as far as I know, they're like number one in the world, I think.
We will beat you, Portland.
Man, it's hard to keep up with, man. So,
But I was looking for the Gary Gully, you know, Alarmist.
Yeah, their cans dropped this week, last week.
So I was hoping to see those there, but no, I came across this, and this is a real treat. I'm gonna show my hand here, but I was expecting this not to be good.
Yeah, you thought it was gonna you newcomers, you don't know them. You're like, it's gonna be another run of the mill.
Sorry, Crystal Lake. I picked up your beer, but I was not expecting it to be good.
And yeah,
it's damn tasty.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. That rye IPA, it's got, you know, the Domaine DuPage, Two Brothers, similar profile going on there. Yeah, and I'm liking it. So check these guys out. Crystal Lake's a bit of a hype, but looks like their cans are now around town.
Yeah, they're floating around town. So good for them, man. Mm-hmm. You know, the journey of craft beer is one that never ends.
Yeah.
You know, like our folks, like they probably had like one brand. You know, you were a Busch guy, you were a Schlitz guy.
Yeah.
But we just keep trying all the new stuff, and there's no end in sight.
No, and so. It's bad for pocketbook and waistline and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
There's an underbelly to all this craft beer stuff. That's another episode.
Yeah. So, enough about this. We'll probably dive into some other cans here because it goes down pretty smooth for 7.5%. But
it's a nice beer.
Yeah. And we had some big beers last time, so we got to equal that playing field out, I guess. So, this past week.
Right on.
What did you make it to? You left here.
Yeah.
And you epically continued your drinking journey.
I was yelling at Chris. I'm like, dude, we got to go. We got to go to the next thing. So we end up going back towards downtown to Ovation, which is an event space in, I guess, West. I don't know what you would call that area. Basically, Western and Fulton.
Okay.
Went to the Guinness Open Gate Brewery event.
Oh.
Yeah. So Guinness has the big brewery, which is St. James Gate. And next door to that is the experimental brewery, Open Gate Brewery.
Open Gate Brewery.
The OGB, as they call it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
So this is where they're doing, like, all their experimental stuff. So this is where, like, Harp was born. Harp was an experimental, 4% lager at the time. So, and Harp's pretty, it's one of the ones they ramped up to real-time production.
Yeah.
So now they're running out of their, you know, like they got this blonde lager. They've got a Guinness IPA on nitro. Okay. Guinness is actually the crew I want to say they invented nitro.
They invented nitro.
But no, they were the first crew to put beer on nitro, and obviously the first crew to put beer nitro in cans as well.
Okay.
So, so there's the blonde lager, the IPA, and then like all these variants on the original porter. There's like the West Indies porter and the Dublin porter, and they all vary by ABV and, you know, sweetness, that kind of thing. There's one called 1798. Like that song, right?
You're right, yeah. Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Right, so 1798, and which is it's a double imperial porter that sits on oak. And it comes in a really nice cork in a cage, ceramic all black bottle. It's really a gorgeous bottle. We got a picture of it on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
It was good just to see their beers, you know, like the full portfolio outside of what you know to be Guinness, which is the 4.2% nitro stout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people wouldn't even know they make other beers besides maybe Harp, but even noticing their beer, it's got to be tough for them to stand out because I'm sure on the shelves people are going to like, oh, that whole section, that aisle at Binny's, that, I guess, import section or you know, Europe section. People don't even go down it thinking, oh, it's just Guinness and whatever else, exactly. The Belgian beers. And
yeah, right? I think they're probably at this point getting better play on draft around Chicago than they are in bottles would be my guess.
Okay.
Yeah, and but yeah, they really – I mean, I've had all of them, but the only a few of them really stand out. I think the 1798 is really fun, and then that West Indies porter, which is like a 7.5%, so that'd be double what – the regular Guinness that you know has, you know, those are both good. We did get a chance to talk about this Nitro IPA, which I actually hated the first time I had it. I won't say I hated it. That's a strong word, but it was all right. It was very, very okay. It's an IPA for people who, like, really dig Miller Lite. You know what I mean? And you just want to try an IPA, bro, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm drinking an IPA now. But usually all I drink is Miller Lite.
Nitro?
Right. And it was just, like, really light body, and it's really, you know, there was an event with, like, maybe like 10 or 20 people, and we were all kind of saying, man, they're going to crush it because of the drinkability. They're going to sell a lot of it. But I don't know if it's necessarily like for people who really drink craft.
Want to crush it?
Like. Right. Right. So, and then we were talking to the guys about that, and they're like, yeah, it didn't transfer over. The intention didn't transfer over into cans like they had hoped. So they got they took the feedback, and then they reworked it. So now it actually tastes like an American craft IPA, which is actually what they were going for. It's got five different American hops in it. Now, it's on nitro, which is not normal. But, you know, the hop profile, it was supposed to taste like an American IPA, and it didn't. And now I think it's a lot better than it was. So
okay. That makes sense. I feel like sometimes the marketing or the on paper strategy doesn't work right. for a lot of these big breweries. Like, this is what people are drinking, and if we give them something in between this,
right.
there's no one doing that. Oh, there's no one doing that because there aren't any, but there's no one in between. Like, there's not a lot. There's not a lot of people who are like, I'm crushing 30 cases, and then I'm spending, you know, $20 on like nice bottles every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. So that was cool. And then we went to Dublin with these guys. So it was a fun chance to catch up with, you know, with the crew from Dublin. This event space was something else, though, man. It's like super brand new. And apparently it's a collective of like DJs and musicians and artists. And they work there full time during the week. And then at night and on weekends, they convert it into an event space.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's a full service. So all those musicians and DJs, they create these packages. And if you're interested, you know, you give them X number of grand and it comes with all these services from the guys who are working there during the day.
Nice.
Which is cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
So, yeah, right on.
That's pretty good, man. Your Tuesday night, just, you stepped it up, podcast, and then.
Tuesday was righteous, man. Tuesday was righteous. Yeah. That's definitely not a typical Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
You make it anything else during the week then?
Yeah, I went to Half Day Brewery up in Lincolnshire, Illinois.
Okay.
Beautiful Lincolnshire, Illinois. So it's up on Half Day Road, actually. So this is the old Flatlanders.
Okay.
Up in, 847 area code land.
Oh, I was about to say, is that by Plank Road Inn? But that's on Plank Road.
That's on Plank Road.
This is on Half Day Road.
It's on Half Day Road. And the first thing they said when you read their bio first of all, Half Day Brewing is only like 6 weeks old, right? And they're like, yeah, you know, we call it Half Day Brewing not because it's a half day's
work, yeah.
Half day's work, or it's not a half a day travel from Chicago. It's like half day because of the road.
Okay.
And, you know, because of like these old Indian, it's like an old Indian proverb, right? So there's an Indian in the logo.
Okay.
You know, yeah. But dude, I didn't know this place existed at all. I've been to Flatlanders, but I hadn't been there.
No, yeah.
Yeah. So they are not brewing yet, even though they have their equipment. They're not brewing yet. So they're brewing down at Brickstone.
Okay.
So they have this killer APA on. That's a collab between them and Brickstone.
Oh, because Brickstone makes a great APA.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's actually one of the most underrated beers in the whole area. Is there
Brickstone's APA?
Is that APA is fantastic.
That
yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, and then so I'm like, well, what's going on? Is this a reboot? Is this the Flatlanders guys? Is this said, hey, we're just gonna put on some new clothes? They were like, no, it's the guy who owns Tap House Grill. So if you go to the Burbs, there's a ton of Tap House Grills. I think there's like seven of them. You know, there's Lombard and Plainfield, blah, blah, blah. It's that crew that came in and took over the old Flatlander space.
Oh, cool.
And this place is stunning. This place is ridiculously large. Like, it's big. You could have multiple big parties there.
Okay.
And, you know, they're doing like a Sunday jazz brunch. And it's a very righteous place. I'd say if you're in that area, you definitely should check it out.
How long did it take you to get out there from Chicago?
It took a half day. It was a solid hour from like, you know, downtown area.
Okay.
Yeah, solid hour. Yeah, so you're talking at that point, you're talking what, like maybe 40 miles north of downtown?
Okay.
Yeah, 40, okay. 50 miles north
of
downtown.
So you're probably getting close to Crystal Lake.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was good. Nice. I really enjoyed that place. Yeah.
All right.
One more thing. Chris Jacobson, he went to Cider Summit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you, I don't know if anybody.
We didn't even talk about Cider Summit.
Oh, yeah. Cider Summit was this weekend at Navy Pier. So apparently it was in the Grand Ballroom.
Yeah.
I went like 3-4 years ago. It wasn't in the Grand Ballroom back then. It was in like that little room before the Grand Ballroom. I just looked at this little conference room. But yeah, he said, he says about 80% women there, according to his guesstimation.
That's who he noticed.
Right. It was probably a lot lower than that. Yeah. But he said that the Northman, you know, that bar that's down with like Fountainhead and there's a bar on Buena, that the new cider bar in town.
Yeah.
They were there making cocktails.
Oh, cool.
So that sounded cool. Yeah.
All right, so I wonder, was Beguile there with showcasing any of their stuff?
Yeah, I wonder if they were there.
Or if they even have cider yet. I don't know.
Right.
Cool. I just made it over to Peace.
Right.
Nothing fancy. It was the last day to get the Girl and the Goat pizza.
Yeah.
The Duck Duck Goat pizza. So it was like inspired for the new restaurant she's opening up, the Chinese restaurant, the Duck Duck Goat.
Yeah. Which is like her third spot.
Yeah. So she did a pizza with, I think it was mushrooms, pork sausage, and like, Thai pepper flake kind of thing on it. So it was a little spicy. And it was tasty. So it was there.
Now Gary's got a beer on over there.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. It's like, it's just some kind of Spanish. something or other. It's got it's like a hoppy lager, and it's getting a Spanish name.
I don't think it was on when I was there. Okay. What day was I? I was there Saturday.
Uh huh. Yeah, I haven't been. I mean, I went, but I didn't see it either.
No. The beer lineup that day was there was a lot of stuff off. Like there was like, I want to say 4 or 5 peace beers on.
Was the Bowie beer? Because they made a beer the day Bowie died.
Nope, that wasn't there. It was like Swingin' Single.
Yeah.
Dysfunction. Golden Arm.
And probably the one that comes in a really big glass. What's that? The it's like the brown. It's like a Hef. But it's like a dark Hef.
That wasn't on.
Dark and Curvy. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that wasn't on.
Huh.
And so I ended up getting a draft beer. I got a temperance beer because I was like,
really?
Yeah, one of the temperance. I think it was a temperance IPA, and that was really good. So I don't usually get the draft beers when I'm at peace because they have great beer. So why wouldn't I drink their beer?
Right. But
that day I was feeling like I had all these beers. Come on, color.
Yeah,
like,
they're probably They're probably at a point where they're doing because it's a sports bar, you know, to an extent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a brewery. So they're probably at a point where they're like, they're getting crowds and like, and their beers are so approachable that they're running through a lot of those beers.
I know, yeah.
You know,
But it's always nice to see them having other Chicago breweries on tap. So, I went up. The temperance beer was pretty tasty. So glad I made the switch.
Right on.
That was the only, I guess, beer drinking thing I went to. We ended up doing like a dive bar crawl around the neighborhood then. We went to Davenport's, which is a piano bar on Milwaukee.
Really?
Which I don't think I've seen a beer list like this in a long time.
Really?
Their best things were Harp and Dead Guy.
There you go. Dead Guy's like rogue?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know anyone carries Dead Guy Ale anymore.
Yeah. I haven't heard that beer in a long time.
That was when I was first drinking craft beer and you'd find Dead Guy or a rogue beer on, you'd be like, yes, awesome, I'll take that. So seeing that, I was like, oh, what is this place? And they make some of the worst cocktails I've ever had.
Sounds rough.
It's fun. There's a piano bar. People are singing.
There you go.
Then we went over to Zacapone. It's next to...
So you're on Milwaukee?
This is on Division now.
Okay.
This is next to Phyllis's Musical Inn. And it seemed like it was supposed to be a Polish old man bar.
Yeah.
There's someone spinning like trance house in there. People are like dancing. They had Old Style on tap. So I was like, all right. Just let's have a beer and get out of here. Give me an Old Style.
Beer and a shot.
But I was like, I'll take an Old Style. They gave me a bottle. Like, you have it on tap. Like, why'd you give me a bottle?
Right.
I don't know what happened there. And then we went over to Gold Star. No.
Gold Star, I kind of like. You get, like, popcorn there.
Oh, I don't think they had popcorn going. Right. But they do have a pretty good beer selection. But, man, that place is just like someone's garage that has a bar.
Yeah.
It is.
They're showing, like, you know, the Goonies on TV.
Yeah, there wasn't even anything on TV. That place is a dump, man. Like, I get that it's like classic Chicago, but it's not even. It is someone's garage because there's the chairs are like they are lawn chairs. They're plastic furniture.
So you're not taking. No one's taking their first date to this place.
I wouldn't know. But then we went over to Innertown, which probably had the best beer selection of the three. That's almost down the street from Happy Village.
Okay.
Inside
Happy Village is dope.
Yeah, Happy Village. But we decided to go to Innertown, and their beer selection was really good. I think they had a Pig Mines on, and it was like, whoa, what's happening here? I think at that point we were kind of done drinking, but yeah.
So I'm sure that caught you off guard, like, of all the beers.
Yeah, like, we were at Dead Guy Ale and then went to Old Style, and then I think bottom up. It was like you can't. It's very hard to find bad or lack of craft beer at some of these places you think should have.
Nothing. Now, are all these spots like walking distance from?
Yeah, they're all walking distance. So. All
right. So, now, I haven't been to. I've been to Gold Star Bar. That's the only one I've been to on that list.
All right. So pretty funny night. Probably a few too many beers had.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, that was my week. Anything else for you?
No, that's all I did, man.
All right. Let's jump into the calendar, what people should be looking for this coming week here in Chicago.
For sure, man. Let's dive right into it. Should we go Thursday?
Yeah, sounds good.
So Thursday at Peace, they're doing their Moose Knuckle release.
Oh, all right. Maybe they're making room.
They're making room. Moose Knuckle is their barley wine, their big barley wine. And then they're going to do a barrel-aged version of that as well. So that's going to start about 6 p.m. at Peace on Thursday. Thursday is March 3rd already.
Okay.
Man.
It's March. This is the first episode of March.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's going fast, man. I got one more event on March 3rd.
Okay.
It's the Galaxy Hero relaunch. So Galaxy Hero is, which I believe uses Galaxy Hops as part of the Hero series at Revolution. But this is the one that they created for that comic book convention.
C2E2.
Yeah, so this will be at Rev Kedzie at 6 p.m. They're going to relaunch it. And it's also going to be like a marketplace. They'll have a ton of like local marketers there or, you know, local storefronts there. So there'll be like Glitter Guts will be there, Bric-A-Brac Records, just to name a few. Okay. And it looks like Galaxy Hero is going to become a comic book. So,
really?
Yeah, so this will be the launch of the comic book for Galaxy Hero. So how cool is that? So cheers to Revolution, man. The first 100 people get a complimentary drink and a raffle ticket. If you win the raffle, you get a 3-day pass to C2E2 Chicago.
Okay, which is coming up, I think, is it March 13th or beginning of April? I forget the dates for C2E2. But good. It's coming up here shortly because this beer is around that time.
Yeah, right on. So that's all I got for Thursday.
Okay. And that's March 3rd.
Yeah, Thursday's the 3rd.
So March 4th, Beguile Brewing is having a cask and tap feature at Rockwell's. So it's Rockwell's Neighborhood Grill.
Yeah.
And this is just going to, they're going to be featuring a whole bunch of their beers on cask and special menu items for the evening as well. So just a fun night to try some other Beguile stuff, some cask things that maybe you don't usually see because I don't even know if they do cask at their tap room. Actually, I haven't been since they expanded and got Neither skee-ball.
They got skee-ball?
They got skee-ball.
Nice.
Yeah. We probably just need to go there and do an episode.
We should just hang out there. I dig what they're about, and they're very likable, and then they find themselves in some wild places, like their placement. Like, they're really good at getting in good places.
All right. We'll talk to Kevin and figure out how we can get over there.
I think that'd be a good episode, because I don't really know the Beguile story.
Oh, okay.
You know, so.
All right. I'll hit Kevin up. We'll check this out, see if we make it up there.
I'm down.
So check that out at Rockwell's.
So that's Friday?
Yep.
We got a couple of events Saturday as well.
Okay.
Saturday, the big one's going to be the Day of the Living Ales.
Day and night.
Day and night of Living Ales. So the day session is going to start at 1 p.m. This is obviously a Chicago Beer Society event. It's going to be at Bottom Lounge.
Okay. This used to be at Goose Island, Wrigleyville.
The now defunct Goose Island Wrigleyville.
Until it comes back.
Until it comes back again.
Yeah. Which it will. The new AB Goose Wrigleyville.
Yeah. It sounds like they might pop up all over the place. There is a plan for O'Hare to get a goose pub.
I thought there already is one.
Is there one already?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm late.
There is
Here one. I am supposed to be on top of things with this show every weekend.
I've been there.
He's like, I've already been there. It's coming. It already came.
I think it's in the C terminal. It's like in one, like the best area to go to is the one where Frontera is.
Yes.
That's like the biggest, there's the most food selection. Yeah. It also has the epic like Home Alone scene, like that's the row for Home Alone. The Goose Island Pub is like on like
the opposite end, the different
terminal, funny. And it's dark and only, it's like flights to, I don't know, I forget where it flies to, but I always see it. We always fly the same place over there.
If they do another pub, if they do this whole we're taking over and doing pubs everywhere thing, I hope they resemble like the tasting room at Fulton or, you know, Clybourne. I hope they look more like that. Because if you go to the one at United Center, it's kind of like, yeah, we got Green Line, but then we also got Stella.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got the latest Bex on. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
No, but the latest Bex.
We got the latest Bex using Sapphire Hops. What are we talking about? Oh, Day and Night of Living Ales.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long-running tradition here in Chicago, man. Cask beers, real ale, as some folks would call it. Gravity-fed, so there's no CO2, no nitro, none of that stuff. Mm-hmm. They got the blankets. They got the little cute little cask. And then they pour it in your glass. And I like it because... they pour it in your glass.
No. Where else are they gonna put your mouth under there? Open up. It's a party.
But then they no, but they have a lot. When you look at the tap list for this thing, they have a lot of cool variants on some of these beers. You know, like Metropolitan or Five Rabbit, they'll put a nice little spin on their standard lineup of beers. So it's a good place to get really cool one off beers.
I would have went to this. It's my little brother's 18th birthday.
There you go. That's kind of a big one.
So I
kind
of, I got to go out there and see him and, you know, wish him happy birthday and hang out with him there. So sadly, I will not be able to make it out to this. I usually like the night session.
Yeah. Also, Saturday is the 4th annual Windy City Brouhaha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this was at the Bridgeport Art Center. And now it's going to be at a place called Revel in Fulton Market.
Revel.
Yeah. Okay. So this is like sponsored by a bunch of radio stations.
Yeah, it's on. I feel like sometimes in the morning, if I don't plug my iPhone in the car, it's on Q101. Like yeah. They're advertising it.
Yeah, 97.9 and WLS, whatever station that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Who listens to the radio anymore? We got podcasts to listen to.
Yeah, you know? The Chicago Beer Pass.
Yeah, you should be listening to us, not the radio. Yeah.
And then so this is where you can get, you know, there's some standard Chicago fare there. Obviously, you know, your Lagunitas and your Bader Brown, maybe even your Beguiles. And then they get a really weird lineup. So Sam Adams is going to be there. Hamburger Mary's will be there. You know, that kind of thing.
Are they? No, they're not Hamburger Mary's anymore.
Oh, they're Andersonville
Brewing
Company. Yeah. They're ABC now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got a very tight lineup of maybe like 12 breweries that are going to be at this thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's Saturday.
And it used to be a lot of underground breweries, like, right?
Used to be.
Okay, used to be like the pre-nano breweries, the home brewers that were trying to be.
Oh, well, see, yeah, you're right. Kind of, right? So, like, Brouhaha was the name of a Juan Kim event.
Yeah. Oh, this is not a Juan Kim event.
No, they took the name.
What?
They took the name Brouhaha.
He didn't.
I don't think he was, like, that caught up in it, but he was like, he would sometimes rant online, like, I'm the original Brouhaha.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought this was that event.
No. But you're right.
Oh, because I was like, it's usually at the meat place in Wilton Park.
Oh, yeah. The Chop Shop.
Chop Shop, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Juan does showcase, like, underground breweries.
Oh.
But the name of his changes every time they do it. It's the Haha series. So on Halloween, it's Brouhaha.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, something else, Haha in the spring, that kind of thing. Yeah, but one of them was called Brouhaha. Yeah, and then he called it Brouhaha once, and then these guys ran with it.
What?
Yeah, but if you do a search on Brouhaha, there's Brouhahas in every town, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure, but, yeah. I thought it was the Juan Kim event.
Mm-mm. This is a pro event, and it's run by, like, it's sponsored by the radio stations. I think they're the ones behind it.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah. The lineup isn't as, like, exciting.
No, man, you're looking at, like, you know, Sapporo.
Yeah.
You know, Dos Equis, and then, like, you know, Andersonville Brewing Company. We're not trying to say it like that.
No, we're trying to say that.
I mean, but that's what it is. You know, we're not, you know, it's like, we're just telling you what it
I'm
is.
I'm not drinking Andersonville Brewing Company.
Oh, Sam Adams. Shout out to Sam Adams. They'll be there as well.
They'll be anywhere.
Yeah, you that's true. They are whores. You know, Sam Adams, they were at Great American. No, they were at, The Great Taste of the Midwest.
Right.
I'm what? Like, how the fuck here? Is Boston?
They're like, here's an envelope with something in it.
Like, listen, first of all, here's this envelope. Second of all, we're brewing some of our beers in Columbus, Ohio. And we're like, oh, come on. Technicality. They got in on a technicality. Ridiculous. Where were we? Oh.
We're making fun of breweries. That's what we're doing.
Oh, man, this show just went up a notch, man. Oh, March 4th is actually Chicago's anniversary, man.
Yeah.
The city of Chicago. Okay. Yeah, it was incorporated on March 4th.
Whoa.
Oh, so Chicago, there's a Chicagoland tap takeover at Brass Tap, right? Brass Tap is out in Orland Park. Brass Tap, I believe, is like a chain of tap houses. The reason I brought this up is because they're going to be 30 beers, all Chicagoland beers, and it gives you a chance to get, like, all these new breweries, like we talked about before the show, Chicago plus the Burbs. We're approaching, like, 50 breweries, you know, in Chicagoland area. And some of these places you probably haven't heard of, you probably won't be able to hit. But if you go to a thing like this, then you'll see most of them, right? Yeah. So we're talking, like, Banging Gavel, Miskatonic, which is really good. I went out there. Blue Nose, Noon Whistle, Pollyanna. These are some of the breweries that will all be at this thing. So if you're curious about like this latest wave of Chicago breweries, this wouldn't be a bad event to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure a lot of them will be there too, you know.
If you had to pick a Chicago either craft beer or even brewery, who off the top of your head, who would you pick? Like this is when I say this is Chicago craft beer.
You gotta go with Rev.
Really? I think I would think Half Acre.
Yeah. No argument here. Yeah.
But Rev's good too, yeah.
Yeah, I think
I just feel like Daisy Cutter has almost surpassed the like beer culture. Like people know Daisy Cutter outside of Chicago.
There's a lot of truth in that. Yeah, and I think it passes it a couple. They got the tall boy cans, which is nice. And then Rev is committed to that goddamn fist on everything.
True, yeah.
You know, it's got the green fist. They got the red, you know what I mean? Like every fist on everything. Half Acre's more committed to really awesome beer art in general. Yeah.
But yeah, if you wouldn't, it's hard to pick like all the beers that both of them are great. But if you picked a Revolution beer and was out of state, something like, what's a Revolution beer you like? I don't know if they could think of one off the top of if you're like, what's a Half Acre beer you're like? I think beer people may say Daisy Cutter. I've had that. I've heard of that.
Daisy Cutter and maybe even Heyoka. I mean, maybe. Daisy Cutter for sure has more of a national reputation than maybe just about any non-Goose Island beer. Oh, did I say Heyoka?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why that one doesn't work. That one got ruined by the name.
Yeah, I meant Gone Away. Right. Did I say Sunita? No.
Yeah, right. Both of those, if I had craft Chicago brewery beers. Yeah.
If you're saying beer, Daisy Cutter, you might be right with Daisy Cutter over Anti-Hero, for sure. Yeah.
The only other one would be maybe Two Brothers, but I feel like they dip and they are this weird line of mainstream.
It's weird because they sell a lot of beer. Yeah. Most of it's not, I don't know if, I know they're crushing it in the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
But you don't see them as much at a lot of your beer bars. I had Cain and Abel last night.
Okay.
Oh, shout out to the Lodge. They celebrate their 59th anniversary. I was there like yesterday. Okay. And not too often does a bar get to 59 years. But then they threw a Monday night party and I was just going
to
drink.
Not too many people get to 59 years.
Not too many people get to 59 period, right? Yeah, and like I was just going to do, you know, like Kettle One and soda all night.
Yeah.
But then I saw Cain and Abel on draft. We're telling my two brothers. I was like, yeah, let me get Cain and Abel, man. That's one of the better beers this state produces.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they're sneaky good, Two Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, just a thought for this event.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of good breweries popping up in the city.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a very good point. Yeah. So check that out. That's going to be on Chicago's birthday, which is Friday. Friday the 4th.
All right. I guess I got to celebrate with drinking Chicago beer and listening to Chicago Beer Pass.
Hey, you know, I'm probably going to do the same thing, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Anything else this weekend?
No, that's actually it for events, man.
Okay. I know I saw an event you should probably look to get tickets for at the Field Museum Chicago Beer Festival, I think it's called.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be at the Field Museum. Anytime you can go to the Field Museum is always a good time.
Yeah.
And anytime you can go there to drink beer, like that just makes it incredibly cool. Like if they have exhibits open and you can walk around, like I've been to many of craft brewery conferences where the events are in a museum because it like symbolizes that city.
Yeah.
And so being able to walk around and go into a little rainforest or look at like these dinosaur bones and stuff while you're drinking, like that's really cool.
I'm excited just thinking about it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've been to like, you know, corporate anniversaries and stuff like that. Never just been to like a really cool beer function.
Yeah.
It's a great space. Mm-hmm. Great space.
I feel like the last time Field Museum was open for a beer fest was maybe the Craft Brewers Conference when it was in Chicago. There might have been another one.
2010.
But, yeah.
I feel like the Craft Brewers CBC is going to be in Philly this year.
Yeah.
I feel like CBC needs to come back here, man. Mm-hmm. It's been 6 long years, man.
Yeah.
You know? And plus, this town has changed drastically since 2010.
Right. Draftedly.
Draftedly. There you go. Yeah. So we got a little bit of news. Make it short and sweet with the news. The big story, obviously, Dark Lord Day is the last day in April, or the last Saturday in April every year.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. They announced that tickets are going on sale Saturday, March 5th. And a little bit different this year. I think last year tickets were, there was a $50 ticket that got you, you know, the right to buy four bottles of beer. And then there was like a $30 ticket, which is general admission. You get no beer, but you can buy stuff on draft.
Yeah.
They're going away with that.
Both those
price points. Yeah. So okay. This year is a $200 price point.
What?
That's $200 American to get into a beer festival.
But yeah. You get beer.
You do get beer.
You get to buy, you don't even buy the beer because you already bought the beer.
It's all included. So apparently they do this. I've never been to Hunapu Day, Cigar City down in Tampa. Okay. But apparently they do something very similar to that. And when you look at it, right, it's like, all right, you're still paying an entry fee and you're paying like $20 a bottle for Dark Lord. But you get a variant with guaranteed. And in the past, you had to scratch off this stupid golden ticket.
Yeah, waste of time. And
yeah, and then you might not get one.
Yeah.
So that's usually $50. So you got four bottles of beer at $20. The original, then you got the variant at 50, then probably another 50 to get in.
Right, okay.
And then you get like $40 worth of food. So basically, they're forcing everyone to buy $40 worth of food.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, I don't know if that's something I would normally do if I was just buying. It's not all a la carte, but even if it was a la carte, I wouldn't spend $40 on food at Dark Lord Day.
No, I may buy maybe 20. Yeah. Hot dog and some chips or something.
20 for sure.
Yeah.
I guess what it does, like, I mean, I'm actually like, hey, I get it, you know, hey. Get paid up front. Yeah. I get it. But I think it kind of alienates people that just want to come for the bottle share because that's an overlooked component. It's an unofficial component. Dark Lord is a metal show first, beer release second, right?
Yeah.
But most people go because, hey, it's really the biggest, baddest fucking bottle share of the year.
Right.
And
well, you have a lot of people that go that just end up hanging out in the parking lots and on the sides and there's a lot of just the outlying drinking that happens.
Exactly. Yeah. People like I'm going in my closet or refrigerator and trying to find the coolest bottle I got if I'm going to Dark Lord Day.
Yeah.
And yeah. So if you're going just for that, yeah, sorry, you're gonna have to buy $40 worth of beer tickets.
Well, you could hang out outside.
You could hang out outside, yeah. And you know what, last time, like I didn't go last year, but a couple years ago, there were some folks, you know how it's in that industrial park and the road coming down to the park.
Yeah.
There were folks set up, like, just not affiliated with Three Floyds, just selling, like, old vintages of Dark. Like, they had, like a truck, like a pickup truck with, like, a handwritten sign saying, yo, I got 2009 Dark Lord for $50 a bottle.
Damn, okay.
That kind of thing. So you'll probably see more of that. And you'll probably see more events on this day that are just kind of, like, thumbing their nose at your whole $200 beer fest.
Yeah, that's,
situation.
That's a pricey event now.
It's right. A lot of bread, man. So if you want two tickets, you get two tickets a person. You just spend $400 on a beer fest.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
You could pay. Some people could pay rent. You know what I mean? Like they're part of the rent. With $400.
That's weird when you think about that. All right.
Yeah.
So that's Dark Lord Day on April 9th.
Last day of April. Last Saturday, so April 30th.
April 30th.
But the ticket's going to sale this Saturday at noon, March 5th.
What's something's happened on April 9th.
Something's happened on April 9th.
But whatever. We'll get to that.
All right. One more bit of news, man. The Chicago Tribune Dining Awards came out yesterday.
Okay.
And a couple notes. The best craft beer apostle was Chris Quinn from the Beer Temple.
All right.
And it says in the story that he's actually expanding. So he's going to go do like what Benny's did, basically, where he's going to get 20 beers on draft. He's going to expand to like a couple doors down.
Okay.
And have more retail space and have a craft beer bar.
Oh, nice.
So that sounds pretty cool.
That sounds pretty good. When, do you know when that's supposed to open or when's he going to shoot for?
I didn't see anything about that. And then Kevin Hickey was Chef of the Year. And the reason I bring up Kevin Hickey is because Kevin Hickey was the chef at the Four Seasons Hotel. And at Four Seasons, they did a collaboration beer with Beguile.
Okay.
And I thought it was really cool because here you are. You're the chef of Four Seasons Hotel. And, you know, like we talked, 37 breweries in Chicago. You could have done a collab with anyone.
Yeah.
And he picked Beguile. And I thought that was really cool, you know,
because
Beguile is one of these breweries where they're not the most popular, they're not the oldest, you know, they're not going around, they don't have deep pockets,
right. Most selfies,
very selfie friendly brewery, but yeah, man, they're doing things like, hey, they're doing these kind of collabs, and then they're also like they're in every Whole Foods, in the city, they've got a beer for every Whole Foods market, so kudos to them. So yeah, that was it, man. That's it for news.
All right. Well, I think this was a solid episode. We're coming in a little longer than normal, but under our hour of last week. Nick, if people want to find you, get in touch, you know, send you free Crystal Lake Brewing beers, how can they do that?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. I have been posting more there, events, other retweeting people, talking to people as well. I think the story we didn't talk about, but I shared on Twitter, was Hopleaf getting approached by Bar Rescue.
That's
again.
Funny.
So we were talking on Twitter a little bit about that.
Because Hopleaf needs to be saved.
You know, they got
to
be saved.
They got to be saved.
Put some TVs in there and get that Wrigleyville crowd in, Hopleaf.
That's hilarious.
So we're talking about that on Twitter. And then our Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. Nick and I are both posting photos there. We share events there. Lots of stuff happens there, so check that out. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. Episodes get posted there. iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube. Check it out any way you want to listen or watch the show. And that'll do it for this week's show. We'll be back again drinking something else. We never did our order binnies.
Yeah, what happened?
So maybe we got to do that. We got to get to Beguile. We got big plans coming up here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be back soon. Cheers.
Cheers.